16 minutes to 8 on Monday night's Arena. Dublin street artist Mazer is bringing his new project to view the National Contemporary Art Fair at the Royal Hibernian Academy this week. Atelier Mazer will feature post-street art pieces by Mazer himself and three of the artists attached to his studio in Dublin. And Mazer is with me now. Let's lay out for people who don't know what the Atelier is. A very swanky name, Mazer,
I know,
it has
isn't
to be
it?
Said. Yeah. So tell us where it is, where it's based and what your idea was there.
Okay, so anyway, good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you too. Last time we were, you were talking,
chatting on the
you
phone
were in LA.
In LA, yeah.
Much better face to face.
Yeah. And then, so anyway, Atelier Mazer, it's been open for 1 year now. And I was living away for a while, decided to move back to Dublin. And so I was looking at what that looked like. Was I moving backwards or whatnot? And wanted to progress, so I wanted a big studio to do larger works, because I was previously living in London and in the States before that, so I sort of had bigger studios there, and so I wanted to progress a bigger, and then with that idea, I was doing a lot of other stuff, different parts of my life, and I wanted to sort of create a space where I could integrate all these aspects into under one roof. So I came up with the idea of having a studio that would also maybe double up as a gallery space that could help mentor younger artists that are in the same field or subculture as me. And then it developed on to more and more and more. Now we have different activations that go on there, and we're speaking about mindfulness and meditation. We practice that there and lots of other disciplines. So it's an ongoing project. It's been open for a year. It's on Charlemagne Street, just in Dublin too, just off the canal. And it's great. It's my second home.
Well, I suppose we've skipped a big part of the story in that you're talking about a lot of indoor stuff there and you're talking about a lot of studio stuff.
But for sure.
People will think when they hear the name Mazer, they're going to think of street art. They're going to think of graffiti. They're probably going to think of the Repeal the Eighth mural.
Yeah.
You're Alive. The murals on the streets of Dublin. All very important.
I'm impressed, man. You're not reading that off a piece of paper.
Well, I had to cast my eye down to remember You Are Alive.
Yeah, that's my background. I come from graffiti originally and what we love to call street art now. And that started, like, I'm 38 now and I started when I was 15, so that's a long time ago. What's that, 23 years ago? And that's what I do, and I still practice that, and I'm still outdoors, paint as much as I can. But with age and wanting to fulfill other creative needs, I found myself doing more of practice in the studio and gallery settings. Yeah. And installations and fine art printmaking, and that's natural progression. I think a lot of artists do that in what I do in my field. So,
and do you think what you're painting about or what you're making art about, have the subjects, have the themes, have the topics changed, or is it just the expression that's changed slightly?
Expression in what way?
You know, in other words, you're now indoors, you're now doing a different style of art rather than graffiti outside.
Yeah. I think it has to change. For me, you're responding as an artist, you're responding to your environment constantly, and you are aware of that. And so the narrative can't really stay the same, because as you grow older, you have new experiences, you meet new people, travel. So all those come to play in your work. Then you have to be creative in the process too. So maybe painting a mural can't facilitate a concept that I have that I want to deliver. So I might have to use a different medium. So you'll find yourself practicing different things.
Yeah, so different statements, if you like, demand a different way, mode of expression.
Exactly. Yeah, you mentioned repeal. Yeah. That wouldn't have worked with a fine art setting. That needed to be in the public realm with a lot of footfall. Tampa Bar was a prime place for it. You know, so for that project, or that piece, the placement was appropriate.
Does that mean that perhaps the stuff that you're doing indoors, is it more personal? Is it a more intimate expression and perhaps slightly less political?
Yeah, I think all actions are political in your lifestyle, and your way of living is political, you know. It's a political statement in some manner. It is more personal, and that becomes, well, as you get older, you're more willing to not be so conscious. You're more willing to open up and sort of share understandings and experiences and not be so concerned about judgment, I think, as you would maybe in your 20s. Speaking as if I'm this old wise man now.
Well, slightly older.
Yeah, slightly older, not wiser. So in my work now, it is more personable. Yeah, it's.
And it's, you know, do you find a kind of an expectation on you? Oh, here's Mazer. Here's the street art guy. what's he doing that personal stuff for? I want a political statement from him.
Yeah. But like, you can't be pleasing an audience like that all the time, because you'll get burnt out or you won't be motivated enough to do it. So it has to come from that. And that was my personal mission back then. And it still is, a degree. But I'm finding comfort in expressing other mediums and other thoughts and... It's a lot of layers to it, so hard to get in.
That's why you express it in art, because
That's it. That's funny. Like, people sort of go, you know, you'd be delved in a piece for ages. I might be in the States and in a gallery that I work in, and someone comes in and asks you, what does this represent? And words can't really describe it, you know, because I work in a very abstract manner. So it's a different frequency, and you can't articulate it with words. And that's why we paint. Abstract minimalism or whatever.
But I guess in this particular as part of your career, there's more of an interaction with the official art world.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, so Atelier is set up to nurture my subculture and that community. And now it's sort of natural progression. We're like, okay, what's next? How we've took the outdoors indoors. Now how about we bring it outside the space again? And where can we do that in... I'd say control setting, or like in the same sort of setting environment. And we saw the art fair and RHA, I'm a huge fan of that gallery. And we saw the art fair come up, and I was just like, this could be a good way to showcase these artists and put them in to show who they are. They're young, professional, disciplined artists. And so we'll put them in the same setting where there are other disciplined artists, you know.
How did you go about choosing those three young artists? Who are they? Do you mind sharing?
They've all had solo shows with me, so that's why we're bringing them to the art fair. And then I'll have another four shows next year, and we'll hopefully extend our portfolio. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I'll take that one.
So one is Aches. He's very relevant on the streets of Dublin right now, and he's done a lot of murals around the city that are still there. We have Peter Doyle's come from a graffiti background, who's living in London now, and incredible painter. And then we have Steve Burke, who does sort of mosaic work, sculpture work, all responding to the outdoor environment. So these artists are like the next step to... It's another level of maturity and understanding of their discipline, you know. They're like really, I can see them, they're heavy thinkers, and they're just normal guys as well from Dublin, which is really a nice, there's no airs and graces about these lads.
And there might be a cynical bone out there, or more than one cynical bone out there, who would say, "Ah, right, well, now Mazur's moving into the moneyed world of the, you know, of high art."
They don't know about the world then, if that's the case. No, this is a passion project, and I think it's going to be a passion project for a while. And that's the art world, you know, that's how it is. And if you're in this for just monetary gain, I think you'll leave pretty quick.
Yeah, you won't last too long. The other interesting thing you were saying to me during the ad break, I was asking you, you know, things are changing, and you talked about the scene being quiet here. Was that, I don't know, quiet, and maybe I'm putting a word into your mouth by saying quiet, but you said it wasn't maybe as vibrant as other places.
See, again, I can only speak for myself in the world that I'm in, and I've always been sort of orbiting on that periphery where we haven't been inclusive in the fine art world. And so from my view from the outside, I find it quite relaxed, and I don't... I'm trying to pick my words wisely here. But like... probably because I travel so much, and then with this culture that I'm in of these street art world and contemporary muralists, like, it's aggressive in a good way. Like, it's very competitive, and we're all painting really, really hard. And then sort of I come back to Ireland sometimes, and I just find it a bit more chilled. But then there's still people painting hard, and they're doing a lot of work. But yeah, I don't know. I'm probably making a bad comparison, because we were just on the break there. We're talking about in the States, you know. Yeah. Obviously, that's a huge different scale.
Yeah, but there's questions of scale there as well. But I'm wondering to what extent, you know, this thing that's often thrown at Irish society. Oh, nobody will protest. No, the reason we're getting bad deals on lots of different aspects of our lives are that we don't stand up and complain. Do you think that is there a similarity then in the art world?
I think there's a fear of, I don't know why it's inherently built into us, of the fear of judgment. And I speak for myself when I say that you don't want to be a voice to stand up, because you'll be judged. And we all like to put each other in boxes, as you do, you know. Oh, you're getting too good for yourself, because I would see
above
that comparison,
getting above your
station. Yeah, and I think that could maybe suppress us a little bit, and we need to break that mold, because when I'm in the States, like, they just harp on about how amazing they are within 2 minutes of meeting you. And then, yes, I might meet someone here and they're super talented and they play it down. So I'd like to change that mindset.
That's interesting, because I was going, my next question was going to be to you then, do you see a difference in standards in the different countries that you visit? And where do we rank?
We excel. And I'm obviously biased because I'm Irish.
Right.
But, like, we do excel for, like, how many of us there is comparison to, like, all the different places I be and exhibitions and every country I go to. And even historically over the years, we go to our museums in comparison to our other museums. No one can even rank on us. I genuinely feel that.
Why do you think we excel? Because, you know, again, there's often this argument that, oh, the literature and music are the arts that are concentrated on in this country, and the visual arts aren't.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I only speak from my own experiences, but I know it's a struggle and it's out there and it plays on the facts of loads of different things, but it's not respected because it's like they know you're invested in it emotionally, so it's a judgment of you and your work. So it's like they're like, oh sure, you only like doing that as a hobby anyway, like, and they're like, yeah, you know.
Well, people can go and have a look at the work. It's coming
giving
up.
Out now.
No harm in that either, Mazur. The National Contemporary Art Fair View, it's open. Previews, we reckon 5 to 9 on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then that's November the 7th. Then it's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Different times, slightly different times each day. But if you check the website, viewartfair.ie, you'll get full details there.